Would you arise with me and sing just the first verse of 99. On Christ, salvation rests secure. The rock of ages must endure, nor can that faith be overthrown which rests upon the living stone. On Christ, salvation rests secure. To the Lord together. Our God and Father, we thank Thee for the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that He died, that He was buried, and He rose again on the third day. Now, as we seek to tell that sweet old story of a free and a full salvation, may Thy Spirit give liberty and help. We count on Thee for blessing. Thou dost know the heart of each one in this room. And we pray that everyone will accept the gospel offer and know their sins forgiven. So we seek help as we open Thy word together. In Thy name, Lord Jesus. Amen. With the Lord's help, I'd like to speak a few minutes about the word come. Come. And the verse I'd like to read in that behalf is Isaiah chapter 1. And verse 18. Come now. Come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. What a wonderful word come is. C would be for each of you, dear children. Children. And O, all the older ones. M, middle class, middle aged. And then E, everyone. Whosoever will may come. Isn't that a wonderful thing? The little girl said, that means me and you and everyone else can come. And the message here is, come now. Yeah, we know that verse. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The only sure time we have is now. We're to prepare to meet our God. Yeah. Now, this is a gospel meeting, and gospel, we know, is good news. Yeah, how... why is it good news? All have sinned, we're told, and come short of the glory of God. We've been born in sin. As by one man sin entered into the world, so death passed upon all, in that all have sinned. The consequence of sin is death. Separation from a holy God for all eternity. But the Lord came into this scene to give Himself a ransom for many. And so He died. He was buried. He rose again. What a scene it was there at Calvary. You know, they falsely accused the Lord Jesus. And Pilate said, "What will you do with Jesus, which is called Christ?" And they said, "Crucify Him." And He even said, "Why? What evil hath He done?" But the cries of the people won out. And so He was delivered to be crucified, nailed to that cross, to that center tree, where He died there for you and for me. Yes, He gave His life. While on the cross, the challenges were, "Come down from the cross and we'll believe." You who said that, "Tear down this tabernacle, in 3 days I'll build it again." Well, the people also said, "His blood be upon us and our children." What a solemn thing. So we're all sinners, doomed to die in the sight of a holy God. It's an important thing. Last night we were reminded what repentance was. It's an about face, to acknowledge our sinful condition before a holy God. Yeah. Come now. Dear children, dear older one, dear middle-aged person, everyone here, have you paused and considered that we're sinners? You know, over in Barrow this past year, we were passing out the calendars in the January. A young man pleasantly come in, and I said, "May I give you a gospel calendar?" And he said, "Sure, I'll take one of your calendars." And you know, on January, that was, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So he passed through the entry and was going into the store. The store there is a lot like our super Walmarts. And he started reading this. "The wages of sin is what?" That's all I heard. He really didn't want to face what that was telling him. Pray for that dear man. The wages of sin is death, but it doesn't stop there. The gift of God is eternal life. What a gift. In Isaiah also it says, "Come, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come and buy without money and without price." A true gift. What is the value of a gift? My mother-in-law used to say, especially when she'd be giving a necklace, if I just would know the value of it, some of these pearls, maybe we could appreciate it more. The dearest gift that we can have today is to know our sins forgiven, to acknowledge our sinful condition before a holy God. Just in simple faith say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior." Especially now, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet." Perhaps something that soap and water can't wash out. You know, our sins cannot be blotted out. We can do all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags before a God with whom we have to do. We must decide for Christ or put it off. Satan would desire, try turn over a new leaf. You can do better. But does it work? No. He's experienced, and we do well to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The message is for now. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The work that the Lord Jesus did there on Calvary's cross, once and for all, satisfied a holy God as to the question of sin. And so the message is, it's good news. We who are sinners in the sight of a holy God, we who are doomed to die, can be brought nigh through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a good news. What a message. Will you accept it? Don't turn it down. A gift, sometimes we get a gift for somebody, our favorite person maybe that we love, and we know they're going to be excited about it. And we're anxious to see them open it up and their eyes and their joys in receiving it. But how would you feel, dear one, if you would go out and buy a favorite gift that you knew your friend wanted and they desired and they didn't open it? How about you? The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We just have to accept it. These things have I written unto you. This is John speaking. Who believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know, K-N-O-W, that ye may know that you have eternal life. Is that not really good news? The Lord seeth not as man seeth. Man looks on the outward appearance. You know, I look in the audience here and I have a joy in turning around and seeing the smiles and the pleasant faces. But you know, I don't know what's going on inside. We're desirous that each one has in simple faith just said, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, but I know that your work there on Calvary's cross when you died and when your blood was shed and you went into that grave and on the third day you rose again, that work has satisfied a holy God for me. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Let's sing a verse of 332. I think that's Just As I Am. And if you haven't accepted that gift, do it even while we sing the first verse and the last verse of 332. Just as my Lord is thou unto me, Our God and Father, we give thanks that Thou hast extended the day of grace even to now. But we know that life is uncertain. It is as a vapor. It appears for a time and is no more. So we pray that each one in this room may be mindful of the shortness of our lives. And too, that we might be ever aware that Thou hast said, "Behold, I come quickly. No man knoweth the hour, only the Father." This same Jesus, which you've seen taken up into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go up. We look forward to that time, but we pray that each one in this room may know their sins forgiven and be ready to hear that shout. We seek blessing and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.